What makes an effective first aider? An effective first aider understands what is happening in the body and then applies simple actions quickly and calmly. For shock, the treatment is much easier to remember when learners first grasp what shock actually is. Before you teach management, make sure they understand the basics of circulation. You might say something like, "Think of your circulation as a simple system. The heart is the pump, the blood vessels are the container, and the blood is the fluid moving through it. Shock happens when there isn't enough fluid, for example with heavy bleeding, when the pump isn't working properly, or when the container suddenly becomes too wide, like with severe infection, anaphylaxis, or a strong stress response. When that happens, blood pressure drops and the vital organs don't get enough oxygen. Once you understand the simple pump container fluid idea, the steps to treat shock will make much more sense. An effective first aider can then link this picture to what they see in front of them, recognize when someone is becoming seriously unwell, and start those simple early first aid actions without waiting for a perfect diagnosis.